This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
<Let's> talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Bread and Wine. This is a whole candid conversation that I do with my wife, Nicole. And we've been doing it for the past, I don't know, about a month. And we're doing it once a week. These are short conversations just about like stuff going on in our lives. And, you know, since you're listening to a podcast called Marriage, Kids, and Money, it's usually around those lines of, you know, topics. So you're probably tuning in because you are maybe married with kids and you are interested in money or something. So it should be relevant to you as well. It's not just to Nicole and I, right, babe?
I guess.
We'll see. I mean, I guess it's all based on the download numbers I see. Welcome back, my dear. And I'm glad we're doing this. I think it's been more than a month we've been doing this now.
Ooh.
If you would have said that a month ago, I would have said, she probably would have fallen off after week two.
It's the wine I keep coming back.
It's the wine. She keeps reminding me that. It's not the conversation, everybody. It's the wine. Well, this week, it's my turn for bringing up the conversation. So I've got one, and let's do it. You
ready to fight?
round one. About a year ago, not even about a year ago, I would say to the day, I left my job, full-time job.
I remember.
Mid-January. Yes, exactly. So what I wanted to do with you today is sort of talk about that. Like, it's been a year and we've gone through a lot, and I wanted to talk to you just generally about the pros and cons of what the last year has looked like, both for our finances as well as our marriage. And I guess I would start off by asking you, maybe we'll start with some pros and then start with some cons, and then maybe we can talk about, you know, some things that couples could do if they were considering making this change in their marriage and how that might be able to help. What do you think?
Yeah. I was trying to think how does this tie into listeners?
Yeah.
So it's not
well,
just the Nicole and Andy show.
You know, I mean, in this community that I'm in and in this, you know, these conversations we have, I don't want to steer people away from their job. It's not my intent. Mm-hmm. I do want to steer people towards happiness and contentment. And if that means not working in a job you don't like anymore, then, you know, good for you.
Yeah.
But if you have a job that you like, kudos and stick with it, right?
What a great feeling to have a job that you like.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because we both know both sides. We both know going to a job that you hate.
Yeah.
And making decent money. But, like, I mean, I honestly remember... I'm gonna get a little dark.
Yeah.
I remember driving to work some mornings, thinking, I wish I could just get into a car crash.
Yeah.
And not that I wanted to die. I wasn't suicidal, but it was just like, laying in a hospital bed with some broken bones sounds better than going into work today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's messed up.
That's pretty messed up.
That's really messed up.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, you felt, I mean, I don't know, did you have any feelings like that? Or was it just an overwhelming sense of like, I'm not doing the right thing?
It was varying levels throughout the time. And there were some jobs that I had where I'm like, I don't want to go in tomorrow. I don't like what I'm doing at all. Or I don't like the person I'm working for. I don't respect them. And then there were other times where it's like, I've just drawn this out for so long that I can't stand doing the work. And it doesn't bring me any joy. And I know that there's other things that I could be doing that I feel would make me happier.
Yeah.
So it was like there was something else out there that I wasn't doing, even though, and then I was doing this thing and it just bothered me that much. But I knew that I had responsibilities. I mean, you get married and you want to do right by your spouse, and then you have kids, and then...
Well, and I don't think you always hated it. Like, when you were working for Bentley in the beginning, and you were a single guy, like, traveling, you know, meeting famous people and driving a Bentley around the
United States,
I think you liked it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, but grass is always greener, right? I mean, I did that for a couple of years, and I longed for not working for 2 weeks in a row and having my weekends back, too.
Yeah,
so the grass is always greener, and I do look back on that time really fondly, though, absolutely.
Okay, so you start a job, you realize you hate it, you're married to me, and you're like, Nicole, I don't like what I do, but I am now the breadwinner for us and our two kids.
Yeah.
And I want to start a podcast.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, okay. I mean, yeah, follow your dream. And then when you were like, I'm going to quit my job and we're going to live on a quarter of what I make, I was a little panicky. But, you know, it may have taken me a little while to get there. But ultimately, I think there really wasn't another way. It was either... we were going to stay together and I was going to force you to go to this job that you hate. And you were going to resent me and resent the kids and resent our lives and nitpick every penny we spent, because that's like blood, sweat, and tears, like of like literally tears of you having to go into a job that you don't like. And that would have ultimately, I think, made us miserable enough to, like, I don't know, either get divorced or just live an unhappy marriage.
Yeah.
So when you, like, I guess what's the question? The question is, like, how do I feel about you having left your job a year ago?
Yeah, it's been a year. I mean, we've gone through a lot. So I'm just thinking for us and then for anybody listening, what are the pros and cons of what we've been through with this job change or career change?
Man, I mean, I think if your spouse tells you that they're unhappy, I think there's no way that you could force them to go to a job that they don't like. You know, I think, I think you just have, if you want to stay together and you want to be, a happy couple, like, I think you have to support that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see another way.
Sure.
Because of the resentment. And I just think it will snowball.
Yeah.
But remember when we watched Catastrophe and she's like, oh, you want to take a gap year? Okay.
Isn't that cute? What do you want to be, a blogger? Oh, yeah, a blogger? I loved that. That was so funny, because it was like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I said to Nicole. I'm like, I want to leave my six-figure job and write about money.
I mean, I love the conversation that they have, because in their conversation, she's just kind of like, she kind of pokes fun at it. And he's like, well, maybe I'll become a model.
Maybe I'll become a male model.
Okay. Yeah. You give that a try.
A big and tall model.
And shortly thereafter, he goes back to the job he hates.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know. I mean, of course, that's a TV show.
Sure.
You know, they make it through that in the TV show. He goes to a job he hates and he just realizes that's kind of just what he has to do. So maybe there are couples that really do that and it works out for them.
Well, what I would say the difference between that couple and us, the fictitious couple in the show, is that we were highly financially prepared. We had a year's worth of savings in the bank. We had no mortgage. We had a plan.
We had paid off cars.
I had a pretty solid plan of making good money.
Like a spreadsheet of how we could do it, and I could still, you know, have the certain things that were really important to me.
Yeah.
In the budget each month.
But now this is me going and defending the situation. I want to hear it from you, really. I mean, I candidly, it's been a year, and what do you think? I mean,
well, I think this year has been like effed.
That's true. Totally.
In so many ways.
Yes.
That it's just not, we can't even, we don't, there's so many ifs and buts.
Yep.
And how can you even measure this?
That's true.
Year
That's
up
true.
Against anything.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you would have stayed in events, event marketing, corporate event marketing,
I might have been even,
probably would have gotten laid off.
That's true.
So maybe we would have been here anyway.
Yeah.
But the last year, I think, has been, honestly, I think it's been like pretty fine and normal as far as like what we spend. And sure. I haven't felt like penny pinched or anything like
that's
that, good. But we've also dipped into our savings.
Yes.
So when that savings goes away, mm-hmm. we both better collectively be making more money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, or so, we're going to have some bread and wine with like some broken glass happening in the back,
that's right.
background and throwing cups.
Well, when we dipped into the savings though, I mean, we've actually done some pretty cool things to upgrade our lives though. And we used it to upgrade a kitchen. We got some of those cats that we love.
Yeah. No, that money.
We broke it up into like vacations.
I mean, just like the regular month.
Yeah. 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 We're having difficulty living our typical month lately.
Right.
Yeah. And that's on me for income wise. So, and I'm working
on that.
But
it's also been like a crazy year of COVID, which I don't know, maybe it evens out because you're not making as much mm-hmm. as you potentially could if things were better and, you know, and people were actually caring about finances right now as opposed to everything.
Yeah. And it makes finances. It tough with the kids at home too.
So. And the kids are at home.
Yeah.
But also we're not spending as much money. So mm-hmm. that might actually be a wash.
Sure.
But you got to just think like this is your first year of being in business. And so like I think we originally planned on dipping into our savings just to make sure that our monthly expenses were able to be like at our level.
Yeah.
Of
so we didn't hate each other.
So so we were prepared to dip into that for a couple years while you're like mm-hmm. to give you a runway.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I guess in 2 years, let's have this conversation again.
Sure. Absolutely. And I will, like the character in the show, maybe take some realization and be like, all right, well, maybe I should go back. I can't be a big and tall model.
Big and tall model. Oh my God. That show is so
If you
funny.
Have not seen Catastrophe and you like... You're married and you have small children. You have to watch that show. I mean, it's got some crude humor, everybody.
Very crude.
It's like so British kind of crude humor. But I don't know. That's kind of humor Nicole and I like. So.
Okay. So my glass is empty, but we still have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
We may have just had like a conversation that was fun, but I'm not sure we gave any.
Well, I mean, let me ask that question I tried to ask in the beginning then too. So. If somebody was listening right now and maybe they're geeked about eventually leaving their job and pursuing a small business idea, or somebody's spouse is, what preparation, what conversations should they be having before that? Or anything that you'd look back a year ago and be like, ah, we probably should have talked about that. Or anything come to your mind like that?
The first thing that comes to my mind is not something that we should have done, but we did do, which mm-hmm. is really lay out like a budget that encompasses all of your expenses and do the math and just figure it out. How much do we need to make per month to be happy? And maybe we're, you know, I mean, maybe it's not, you're not going to be able to go on a 3 vacations a year, but will you be happy with 1 vacation a year?
Mm-hmm.
And don't make it like, okay, 0 vacations.
Right.
Because you need to be happy on the road to, you know, on the pursuit to life. I don't know. I don't know how to say it without it sounding so cheesy, but
completely
like,
agree.
The day-to-day needs to be happy.
Yeah.
Not just like, I know, like the whole Dave Ramsey thing, if you're in major debt, it's like live like no one else now to live like no one else later. And you literally penny pinch and you cancel your mm-hmm. subscriptions to everything. And you know, you try to get out of debt. But like, if you're talking about wanting to like sort of either follow your dream and, you know, do up, have a job that makes a little bit less money, but then do that for the long term, you don't want to be living penny pinching that entire time.
Right.
You need to be comfortable.
Yeah.
So I don't think when you sit down and do that budget of like, okay, what does our monthly income need to be in order to be comfortable? It should not be, you should not feel squeezed.
Right.
It should feel literally comfortable.
I like
so
that.
I think that's the first thing, right? Like finding out what that monthly income would be. And then just figuring out how much you could make doing this new passion that you have, whether it's blogging or whether it's I don't know.
What starting else? A brewery?
Yeah, starting a brewery, whatever.
Yeah, we have a lot of...
Being a secretary. Right, and like, yeah. You know, that doesn't sound sexy, but it's you know, it's easy. It's whatever.
You're happy with what you're doing, right?
I am happy. Yeah. I mean, my ego takes a little hit.
Sure, sure. And mine does too after making six figures for so long. Right. And then like, okay, looking at my income this past year being like, oh man, I feel like I'm failing my family. But it's...
But like
it's part of the it's part of the day, it's part of the yeah I kind of love I what I do
we're
every
so
moment.
Much happier.
I know I am. It's I mean so you just talked you talked at the beginning of the conversation about veering your car off the road so you don't have to go to work. I mean you I think that you really bad. Like your job now.
I do.
That's great.
I do. I mean I'm not like extremely challenged every single sure. day, but that's okay. I'm yeah. challenged by my kids.
You
I'm
don't want to break a bone though.
Like, right. I don't want to get in a car accident. Yeah. Now. So that's good.
So there's like a car accident barometer. Okay.
Right. Good. Okay. But now on the flip side of this.
Yeah.
If you love your job and you're making good money, you've got the Holy Grail.
Yeah. God bless you. Good
oh
for
my
you.
God. And I think we know some people that are
absolutely,
like
absolutely. We do. Yeah. People do. Make really good money and they like what they
and
do.
They're doing their passion.
Yeah.
We know a couple of people that are doctors yep. and they feel like they're very happy doing what they do.
Yep.
So we know a guy who did sailing, right?
Yeah.
And then he ended
started
up buying
his own
the
sailing company.
Yeah. That,
yeah.
That he was working for.
Yeah.
Now he owns it and he's like living his dream.
It's
so
incredible.
Like, if you're doing that, gosh, you have the, yeah.
Well, maybe just maybe. Give me those years. Maybe I'll be doing the same thing. Maybe I'll be making good right. money and loving every minute of what I'm doing.
So what else? Yeah, I guess key takeaway would be if you, well, number one, if you, no brainer, if you love your job and you're making good money, you've got the Holy Grail. Okay. If you don't love your job, you want to make a jump, your spouse, girlfriend, whatever is boyfriend or whatever partner mm-hmm. is not, on board with that right away. I think sitting down and doing a budget and like showing it with math and figuring out how much you could make a month and how much you need to make a month to be comfortable is a huge step.
Absolutely. Math is hard to deny for sure.
What else?
Yeah.
Do
I would
have anything else?
I think I guess that would be number three then, since you did two, would be make sure when you're doing that budget or that plan that this isn't a deprivation plan. This is right. a, hey, we could comfort. Live and be happy with the work we're doing and be pretty darn happy with our day-to-day lives. I'm not saying you need all of the glitz and glamour, but like what are those things that make you happy each month that you don't have to do or you do in order to have a good life? So I think it's a pretty good conversation. She is now taking my wine cup, yeah. everybody, and because I talk too much and drinking. So you got like a glass and a half, and I'm getting like a half.
I'm going to say our cups.
Our cups.
Are now empty.
That's right. Our cups are now empty, just like our entrepreneurship journey.
That's right.
Well, everybody, we were having a lot of fun doing this, and we do get some great feedback on social. So if you want to shoot us a note and let us know, hey, are you considering doing an entrepreneurship thing or, you know, maybe making a career change that maybe would pay you less money than you're making right now, and that might affect your family or your path that you're on, shoot us a note at Andy Hill MKM on all major social. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. So yeah, shoot a note or leave us a voicemail at marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail. And we'd love to hear from you. It's a lot of fun doing this with friends. So as you said, Nicole, our cup is empty.
Cheers.
Cheers. We'll see you next time, everybody.